I saw the news last week that Derek Stepan was retiring after 13 seasons in the NHL. By the way, the NHL tweeted it out with a picture of Derek in his Carolina Hurricanes black uniform. So we liked that because I felt like Derek really was part of this, almost the core of this team. He fit in so well for the last couple of years, and Derek joins us on the Adam Gold Show. You're 33 years old, Derek. Why are you doing this? I know the Twins are good, but that's taking it a little too far.
Yeah, you know what? The honest truth of it is, and the probably the hardest thing to accept is sometimes the game gets a little too fast. And for me, that's going to be the case. It was something that, unfortunately, the feet didn't go as fast as the brain did, because if the brain went fast, I think I would be still playing. But or if the feet went as fast as the brain, I'd still be playing. But the feet slowed down, and I'm ready for the next chapter, and I'm really excited about it.
I think Derek Stepan is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You obviously sound like you're at peace with it, and that's cool. Is there part of you, first of all, when did you make this decision? Because I know it was just announced the other day. So when did you come to this decision?
I don't know. I don't really have a solid answer for that, because there's always a chance if someone called, I'd be ready to play. So it's hard to say when I made the final decision. Obviously, as camps came really barreling down, and the phone, you know, I didn't get many phone calls. I think my training started to slow down a little bit, and then I kind of made the decision, well, I don't think I'm getting a call. So, I don't know when the exact date was. Probably relatively close to when they announced it.
So are you done, or could you be persuaded? And then how long would it take you to ramp up?
I mean, I don't think if somebody called and said, hey, we want you, I'd be a crazy person to say no. However, right. I think it's done. I don't think that anyone's calling. I think we exercised all the spots that were possible, and I think everyone's kind of going in different directions.
Derek Stepan is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, newly retired, even at the age of 33. You've had a great career, 13 seasons in the NHL. I enjoyed watching you here. So let me ask you now, as an unbiased member of the, I guess, of the Minnesota Wild front office crack staff there, Billy Guerin has done a dynamite job in the wake of some very serious salary cap restrictions. So kind of an unbiased look at a couple of players or so of this team. What are your thoughts on Sebastian Aho? Superstar is a kind of a different, we throw those things around. He's a great player. I don't know if he's a superstar around the league. I think people know him, but he's certainly not the Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid level, Sidney Crosby level. But what is, when you look at him as a player, what jumps out to you?
Well, I think the thing about Seabass, and what I loved about Seabass is his competitive level. You know, he just loves to compete. He hates losing, which I've seen before in a guy like Henrik Lundqvist. And Seabass has that, I just want to win. That's all I care about. And, you know, he wants to win, and he walks the walk with the way he plays, because every single night he's the guy, you know, driving the bus. Offensively, defensively, and bringing the compete level. So, I mean, listen, he's a guy that I would want on my team every single day. I think he's an elite talent. He's competitive, and he wants to win, and he really cares about the group. And that's something that is, you know, special and rare.
Derek Stepan is joining us here. Same question about Andrei Svechnikov.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to, it's going to sound like a broken record. He loves to win too. I just think Svech has I don't even know how you would explain it. He's just a beast. I think that's the best way to explain it. He's an absolute beast, and again, he cares about winning. He cares about the guys so much, and he's just a force, and he loves the game. Very similar guys, in my opinion, in the sense of teammates and good people, and then caring about the group and all that stuff, all the same there. And then just two different types of players. You know, you got the Seabass is going to have a lot of areas that he's got to play in.
Mm-hmm.
Svech has got a different component that he's got to bring too. So you got two really good pieces there.
All right, two more players I want to ask you about, and then we'll let Derek Stepan go about the business of potty training their youngest. And by the way, I'm glad you offered with our youngest at the end of that sentence, because people might have thought that you were going through potty training, and I don't want people to think that of you as an early retiree. Jacob Slavin, I just saw a list of the top 50 players in the NHL. There were 12 defensemen on it, and I'm not disparaging any of those. But where does Jacob Slavin slot for you among defensemen in the league?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, I think he... One great thing about him is he's not really talked about a whole lot. And I think it's a nice little hidden gem that the Canes have. And he's an elite defender. He's a guy that is going to play forever because he takes care of himself. He understands the game. He thinks the game at a high level as a defenseman. And he has an offensive side to him that is sneaky. And I think that's what's great about the list is, no one's really talking about him and just how good he is. And you can just kind of keep him a secret and he can just keep dominating.
He has as good a stick as I have seen. Yeah. I mean, before you know, like, oh, I have the puck now. That's what Jacob Slavin does. Maybe as good as anybody. I thought Seth Jarvis was better last year than he was the year before, even though his production went down. What kind of growth did you see in his game?
Well, I think he's got a guy that he plays a lot with that is pushing him, and I think that's where he's growing. And Seabass is going to stay on Jarvey to make sure that he's doing things the right way and he's competing the right way, and then let his offensive talent, that all that stuff will naturally take over and learning this part of the game. And I think you're right. I think, you know, maybe his production was down, but I think he took big strides last year learning how important it is to do X, Y, and Z and how about Seabass in certain areas of the game where maybe, you know, you didn't really notice as a young kid, like, well, why does that matter? Well, it does. And so I think he took big strides last year, and I think, you know, I think the centerman's really, really helping him, you know, take some big strides.
It's funny, I talked to Seth about just the year last year, and he said, you know, he doesn't want Aho to yell at him. That's what he said to me. It's like, I just don't want Sebastian to yell at me, although I think he called him fishy, too. All right, final thing. The Hurricanes are the favorites, according to the markets, for whatever that's worth. Do you see them as essentially not the team to beat, but a team to beat?
Yep, absolutely. They're definitely a serious contender every season, mostly because of the points that we kind of hit on. They got some great pieces there. It's hard to. I think there's probably a handful of teams that could have this conversation about. A lot has to go right, but you know, in order to be in this conversation, you got to have a lot of pieces in the right spot, and you got to do things the right way, and they have. So they get the right to be talked about the way that they've been talked about this year, and I love that group of guys, and I hope they can do it for sure because you know, the pieces are there, and I know they can. You just gotta find a way to, you know, there's a lot of things that go to it, right? You gotta stay healthy, and you gotta get some bounces, and you gotta have some things line up at the right time. So, yeah, I wish them the best of luck, and I think they definitely earn the right to be talked about the way that they are.
Stay in shape. Don Waddell just might need a veteran center / forward to kind of guide him through March, April, May, June. So just stay in shape, sir. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you tell him that you said that too, okay? You say, hey, I got the guy for you.
I will do that. I appreciate your time. Good luck with the potty training. That is the first time I have said that at the end of a conversation on the radio, but there you go. Appreciate all of it.
Let me tell you something. Then you don't know how much intense work goes into making sure that he's on the potty all day.
Wait, hold on. Was that a question for me? Because I've been there.
No, if people that are in the interview or listening to the interview, they don't understand. If they haven't gone through it, and they're giggling that, oh, look at Steph working on it. You know,
yes,
how much work it is and how they are constantly being asked. I'm sure he's sick of me asking them. This is the biggest break he's got is this 15 minutes that I've been talking to you.
Hey, man, thank you very much for the time, Derek. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good.
It's like, serious, Dad, enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, I can only equate that with Biff, my fur baby. Yeah, potty training is a pain.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. With man with puppies, it is not. It is not easy. It's the debate whether or not it's easier with a human than it is with a dog.
Yeah, you can at least put diapers on babies.
You can.
Well, you probably could on a dog too, but
you could.
Might be a little weird.
We actually tried.
Yeah.
Not because of that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is you can't put a baby in a cage.
True.
I mean,
yes.
You could.
That's frowned upon.
Theoretically,
usually.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue that a crib in some ways is a cage.
Yeah, just an open one.
An open air cage.
Yeah.
Yes.